When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. In today's story, a young entrepreneur goes from walking dogs to owning a multi-city pet care company. Along the way, she learns to navigate the challenges of sales, bookkeeping, transitioning to an employee model, and, at least at first, building a kennel in her parents' backyard, leading to dogs barking night and day. Now, at the end of the story, we'll look at an all-too-common mistake in growing a business. This is something I see so many people do, and it usually creates issues for them later. But much of the time, it's totally avoidable, and the person in this story has been smart about taking steps to avoid falling into this trap. So we'll talk about that at the end. Remember, work smarter, not harder. Teenpreneur skips college to build pet care company. That story is coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Just about any 8-year-old can walk a dog. But how many of those kids turn a few bucks into a full-blown business that's hiring employees by age 20? Well, that's exactly what Catherine Cockrell did. Catherine loved walking dogs for her neighbors, and once she was old enough, she got a job at a kennel. It was there she realized there just weren't enough pet care options available in her community. As a high school sophomore at that point, Catherine's parents very kindly, and perhaps somewhat naively, let her set up a kennel in the basement and the backyard of the family home. She spent $97 on her first order of pet gear, a number that seemed huge at the time. This allowed her to install a dog grooming station in the basement, while that backyard was converted into a dog park. Since she was just 15, Catherine's pet care prices were set low, which brought in business. And as the home-based after-school operation grew, dogs barking all hours of the day and night became a real issue. So once business was booming, Catherine's parents encouraged her to move the entrepreneurial endeavors to a new location. She continued to operate Happy Hound Pet Sitting all through high school. Then, when it came time to go to college, she chose to go a different direction. She set a goal of only working for herself, moving out, and proving she wasn't crazy for not taking advantage of the college fund her parents had saved up. This felt like a gamble, since nearly all of her peers were going on to higher education. By age 19, Catherine was making her own living and had moved out of her parents' house/dog park. By age 20, she was hiring team members. And by age 23, she had a second branch in the works. So let's take a look at some of these details. Happy Hound currently offers dog walking, pack hikes, pet taxi, and pet sitting. Each service is charged a per-visit fee, with a premium fee added for holidays. Clients can interact with the business through an app called Handler, which handles booking, communication, and billing. Pet owners receive a photo of their pet from each visit and can even access remote check-in and check-out while they're away. Before bringing on the team members, every responsibility in the business fell on Catherine's shoulders. But now there are 4 pet sitters at the original branch, and she promoted one of her employees, Mariah, to branch manager about 2 years ago. Mariah keeps up with the finances, the office work, client contact, and sitter communications. Another sitter helps with office work as well, so that Mariah can take days off. Today, Happy Hound brings in $15,000 a month in high season. Revenue in the business can be seasonal, so sometimes it gets down to $6,000 a month in low months. For this reason, Catherine carefully times any major expenses, pays her sitters only on commission, and maintains a savings account year-round. Ongoing operating expenses are about $1,000 a month. That includes her website, some advertising, and equipment. Catherine spent much of the past year replicating her business in a new location. By analyzing her website's Google presence, she saw which nearby cities had the highest search volume for Happy Hound's specific service. With some further market research, she could also determine which cities were underserved. By setting up a strong backend, she was ready to hit the ground running. That meant updating the software, creating ads, updating the website, starting an online presence for the new city, and networking. Replicating the business has been more challenging and slower going than she expected, but things are turning around. By learning from the situation, she plans to help her team members create their own branches down the line and potentially franchise the Happy Hound company. Still in her mid-20s, Catherine's early dog obsession and high school side hustle has already resulted in a decade of experience. Okay, so what is this all too common mistake that I mentioned in the beginning? Well, first of all, Catherine's done a wonderful job in avoiding it. But the all too common mistake in growing a business is bringing on employees or making financial commitments that are dependent on a certain level of revenue. I should say bringing on employees too soon because, you know, ultimately a lot of businesses do have employees. But in this story, Catherine was wise to pay her pet sitters on commission, which sounds like a per walk or per visit, per appointment situation, instead of a salary. And that way, if the dog walking biz is booming, they get paid more. They do more work, they get paid more, but so does she. And then during the off season, she's not locked in. So when you have a situation where your income is uncertain, which is the case for the majority of new businesses, why set yourself up for failure with expensive commitments you need to meet regardless of how much money is coming in? The more you can do to keep your overall operating expenses low, especially when it comes to payroll or anything that, you know, definitely has to be paid no matter what, the less of a risk you'll be taking and the more flexibility you'll have. That's what I would encourage you to think about today and apply in whatever way makes sense to you and your goals and your vision. So inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Today's show notes, including links to the Happy Hound Biz, are at sidehustleschool.com/1036. Tomorrow's our weekly recap. We've got a bunch of stories next week, including several that I am really excited to bring to you. So I hope you're subscribed. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.